They played deep into the night in Los Angeles, and then in the 18th inning, Freddie Freeman stepped to the plate. I'm Bill Scott with sports.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word on a Game 3 classic.
That highlight courtesy of Fox. The Dodgers beat the Blue Jays 6-5 in the longest World Series game in history to take a 2-1 series lead over the Blue Jays.
I was just trying to get on base against a tough lefty sinker baller with a hard curveball. I was just trying to get on, but got to a 3-2 count and was able to put a good swing on it. My swings were getting better as the game was going on. I thought I had a couple of hits in, 21 innings ago. My swing was getting better and better, and thankfully I was able to get one over.
They'll turn around and play game 4 of that series tonight. Chiefs beat the Commanders 28-7 in Monday Night Football to close out week number 8 last night. The Packers are off today after knocking off the Steelers 35-25 on Sunday night. Matt LaFleur on Monday asked how significant it was for Jordan Love to have a big game against his former mentor, Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's pretty meaningful. And I think that speaks also to the respect that we have for a guy like Aaron Rodgers and the guys that were here and were able to witness and see how he would perform, not only on the Sundays, but also like in practice and all that. But yeah, Jordan's shown a ton of growth. We have a ton of confidence in him, and I thought he played a complete game.
Wisconsin women's basketball team cruised to a 104-40 win over River Falls in an exhibition in Madison last night. Bucks are back home tonight playing host to the Knicks. The Bucks are off to a 2-1 start, and the football Badgers, they have their second bye week off. And next week, we'll play November 8th against Washington at Camp Randall. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.